Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered. My name is Yemi C, and this podcast is brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech for Dev is a nonprofit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills, empowerment, and advocacy. And I'm so glad you're joining us today, because on this episode, we're talking to a very inspiring young lady. But before we get into that, on Tech Empowered, we spotlight stories of transformation through technology across Africa and beyond. So we talk to people who have been able to use technology to transform their careers, their lives, and we just hear how they were able to make that transition or how they were able to chart that course for themselves. And today's episode is inspiring, and it's a short but profound reminder that it's never too late to pivot. Our guest today is Tobiloba Rufai. She started out studying history, far from anything tech-related, but somehow along the way, she found herself in tech, cybersecurity precisely. So today we're going to find out what changed, how she made that transition, and what she has to say to those starting out in tech. So we're going behind the scenes of what we see now. We'll talk about the wins, the losses, the learning curves, and everything in between. So sit down, grab your favorite drink, and let's get into it. Hi, Tobiloba. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Hi. Okay, all right. So let's start from the beginning. Let's start by you telling us a bit about yourself and your background.
Okay. My name is Oluwa Tobiloba. I'm a graduate of History and Strategic Studies from the University of Lagos, and a beneficiary of Women Techstars Bootcamp, and also the Cyber Girls Fellowship.
Awesome. Where did you grow up? Did you grow up in Abuja, or did you move there for work?
Okay, so I grew up in Ijebu-Ode in Ogun State. Then I moved to Lagos for university studies, then work took me to Abuja.
Interesting. So you've moved around quite a bit. Okay, yeah. That's interesting. Okay, so you studied history. Was there a defining moment where you said that you wanted to switch your career paths, or was it like a gradual interest?
Yes, there was a defining moment. And I think that was when I was in 300 level. And I knew history was not actually for me. It's one of those situations where the land just gives you whatever it is you feel like giving. So I knew I had to do something different. And also I wanted to have a, let's say, a solid future. Because I know I wanted to do my master's, but I didn't know which area I was going to focus on. So when I was in 300 level, I had this friend that was always saying, oh, Toby, you should try your hands on new things. Try to do businesses. The businesses, they didn't even work out. So my friend said I should try some tech courses. Honestly, it felt like I didn't even know. I didn't even think I could do it. It felt like it was way above me. Like, what do you mean, me that I'm an art student to master J Tech? What do I know that they are doing there? But it really pushed me. In fact, I started with artificial intelligence, but that was too advanced. And then after doing a little research, we came back to cybersecurity, and I did some self-learning, Udemy, YouTube courses, and I now understood why security itself is important. And at that period, they hacked my mom's bank account, and then they just disappeared with that money. So that was when I knew that, oh, okay, this is it. I actually have to do this.
I'm so sorry to hear that happened to your mom. I hope everything was resolved eventually.
Yes, it was resolved. But you know, the money was gone and there was nothing
Oh,
you could
no.
do about it. And yeah.
Oh, no. So sorry. So sorry to hear that.
Thank
Okay,
you.
so I mean, cybersecurity isn't like the easiest field to break into, especially coming from like a non-tech background. What were some of the biggest challenges you faced when you were starting out?
My biggest challenge was understanding the concepts. I remember when Madam Messi would be like, oh, risk, vulnerability, threat, cryptography. And I'm just like, what was all this one like this? Yeah. So that was my biggest challenge was understanding the concepts. And another issue I had was being able to ask questions. I can be very, will I say, shy or reserved. And there was always this fear of asking the wrong question or saying the wrong thing. So it was very difficult because even when I didn't understand what was being said, or when I see something that I don't even understand, or when I'm probably reading far ahead of what I'm supposed to be reading at the moment, I could not ask anybody anything. And then there was also the issue of people to support the, will I say, goal or the dream. Now, most people around me didn't understand what I was doing. Most people didn't even know what cybersecurity was. And you know, this thing about sending a child to school, then you now come and say that you want to go back to school again, that you want to start learning one security thing instead of it to
Something
go and get a
different.
job. So I also had that issue. Or I just kept going and I told myself, I must sure I make it. This security, there's no going back. So yeah, that was it.
Okay, so when you joined the Women Texas boot camp, what was that experience like for you, and how did it shape your journey?
Before getting to the boot camp, I was doing a lot of self-learning on my own. In fact, I was reading everything available on cybersecurity, even the one I was supposed to read and the one that I didn't even have any business with at that particular moment. So getting into the boot camp was the confirmation I needed that, okay, maybe this thing is actually for me. Because I remember we had to do like a test before getting into the boot camp. And I was not really a computer person at that time. Yes, I knew how to operate a computer, but I didn't pay attention to all those details. So getting into the boot camp, there was this support and this push from everybody, from the cohort members, from the tutor and everyone. The boot camp was like what I needed. It was the push I needed. Like I always say that Women Textiles Boot Camp was my stepping stone into the industry. I don't know what would have happened if I didn't get into the boot camp, but the boot camp was everything for me. Yes, it was challenging. I didn't really understand when they say we should do assignments. I'm just there, like, what am I supposed to do in this place? What kind of work are they giving me to do like this? So I was like, okay. In fact, at a point, I was scared of attending classes. But eventually, I got the hang of it. And then I started looking forward to classes. I remember Madam Messi very well. Madam Messi was very wonderful. I feel like she tried, so she made it seem like she was teaching 5-year-olds as at that moment. And I also made friends from the boot camp. And most of these people, they're not people, I've not met any of them. I didn't even make any friend from Nigeria. Most of the people I still communicate with people from South Africa. Yeah, South Africa, Kenya. So the boot camp was, in fact, I recommend every time, every day.
That's great. So did the experience help you? Earlier you mentioned how, you know, we're scared to like ask questions and scared to open up about things you didn't understand. Did that experience help you ask questions? Did it help you open up more to learning?
Yes, it did. The experience also helped me understand that there is nothing that is impossible. Everything is possible, so far you put your mind to it. And then from the boot camp, the presentations we did, to an extent, it helped me speak out more. On like, instead of being quiet and just making assumptions.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing that. So let's talk about community. You know, most people don't believe in joining communities. Feel like, oh, what's the benefit of, you know, joining your community? Has any community helped you in your journey so far?
Women Textiles community, one. In fact, that's top on the list. Because I think most of the people I know right now in security, they are all from Women Textiles, or people I met through the people I know from the community. But yeah, Women Textiles. I also have Dr. Ireti's community as well. So those two communities, they play a very major role. They play a very important role in my journey right from start until now. People that don't believe in community, I feel like they're not looking in the right place. Having the right community can take your journey from 0 to 100 real fast. So, and another thing is, there is a lot of engagement on Women Textiles community, especially. There was a time I didn't engage or do anything in the community. Honestly, I was just keeping to myself because I didn't want to say something wrong or say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. But when I started participating, I saw the difference. When I asked for help or assistance, the way people turn up for me, like they've known me right from since when I was young. So the community plays a very important role.
Interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that. Community is important, you know, when you have people that you can share with, you know, if you're struggling or you want to share your wins, right? Just having people cheer you on makes all the difference. So, I mean, how was your first job in cybersecurity? Did you face any form of anxiety or any imposter syndrome, like, oh, I don't think I'm supposed to be here? You know, what was going through your mind at that time?
My first job, I struggled, honestly, because there's a difference between knowing something theoretically and putting it into practice. So I had situations where I had mental breakdowns. Like, sometimes I'll go to the office and I'll just be like, what exactly am I doing here? Am I even sure I'm in the right place? Or back to community, I had people that would be like, oh, see how far you've come. See how, can you just imagine in a space of, in less than 1 year, see the kind of achievements you've made and all those things. So, and another thing is, with my first job, I was very quiet. Like those, the silent achievers. I'm not in everybody's faces, but I try my best. I just do my job and go on. And you won't be able to say, oh, Toby didn't do this. No, I make sure I do everything and go home. Just because I'm trying to be safe. I'm trying to play safe so I don't make mistakes or drag anybody or do the wrong thing. Because my first job was with an MSSP, and the environment can be very easy because we are with a lot of bright minds. Also, with my first job, I learned a lot, actually. And when I have issues, I go back to the Women Tech Staff community to ask questions. What do you think I should do? There are even some solutions that the people who taught me how to use the solutions are from Women Tech Staff. Because you have projects or tasks to do and you just need to figure it out.
So from your experience in your first role, how the whole mindset you had, how you struggled a bit in comparison to where you are now, has anything changed? Are you a bit more confident in your role? Do you still experience any form of anxiety? If you do, how do you manage that?
Okay, so currently I'm more confident. Yeah, but then I still have situations where I ask myself, am I sure? What am I doing here? Or am I sure I'm doing the right thing? I still have situations like that. Imposter syndrome is real. In fact, it kicks me in the ass every time. Like, you're not supposed to be here, because there are times when I'm having meetings and I'm asking myself, hey, how did I get here in the first place? So what I do is, I don't know if you are familiar with Gracie. I say Gracie is my 911. I met Gracie through Women Tech Staff community, actually. I call her my 911. She's like on speed dial. I just call her and I tell her, oh, this is what is happening. I keep running to the community every time because I can't do it alone. And in fact, before taking my role, I didn't want to take it because I felt like, am I sure I know as much as I'm supposed to know in this, for me to take this role? Yes. But because I already spent a lot of time in an MSSP, and I also did a lot of self-learning. I have people that give me projects to do, and they'll be like, oh, Toby, for you to do this thing, for me to take you serious, you need to finish this thing in 3 days. I had people like that in my corner. So those things have made me understand that I can do it all, but I still get scared. Then in the process of doing it, I break down, I get tired, I cry. In fact, self-doubt, and it's something I'm actively working on, because in my current role, I've actually surprised myself that I know more than I think I know. Because I don't have a choice. I have to show up. Because, you know, you have to lead by example. So I have to show up and I have to be at my 100 at every time and every day. Another thing is, I didn't stop learning, and I always take chances. In fact, when I was referred for my role, I told the person, I said, I don't think you know what you are doing, because why do you think me? You want me to come and build a SOC? You want me to come and build people, processes, technology right from scratch? Do you want to kill me? What makes you think I can do it? Then I called my people. I called Gracie. I called Cisco Nerd. I told them. I called Alan Maiwa. I told them what was happening. And they were like, so you don't want to take the role? You don't want to take the offer because you are scared, because you feel you can't do it? And see, take the role. Don't you know people learn on the job, and you already know the basics, so you just have to take the offer. So I took the offer, and they still turn up for me when I need help, when I'm stuck or when I don't know what to do. So what I do is I talk to myself, and I also listen to music. And when I feel like I can't take it anymore, I run away. I just stay for like 2 days and come back.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for being vulnerable enough to share that. I mean, one thing that is recurrent in what you just shared is the fact that you have people in your corner who try to push you, and you know, even when you feel like you're not enough, or that you don't have the right skills or knowledge to do certain things, and you sort of like now see yourself through their eyes, right? When they say, oh, you can't do this thing, you know, just put yourself out there. And no matter how small, and another thing that I picked from what you said is, no matter how small or slow growth is, as long as you're moving forward, you're putting one foot in front of the other, growth is growth, right? No matter how slow it is. Thank you so much for sharing that. Okay, so for what advice would you give someone who is listening, who feels stuck or unsure about what to do or their next line of action, who maybe wants to switch career paths? What would you say to them?
Okay, so one thing I'll say is, don't go for it. Like, it doesn't have to make sense to you at that moment. You don't have to understand it. Just go for it. Because it's about taking chances. Just do it. You don't have to be ready. You don't have to be prepared. Because if you keep saying, oh, I want to be 100% ready to do this thing, you might not be 100% ready in 10 years. And then you just keep postponing. But when you start, like they say, little drops of water make a mighty ocean. Just start. Start from anywhere. Even if you are confused, don't worry. Just start. Just put your leg and start it. It will make sense eventually. The worst that will happen is it won't work out. That's the worst thing that will happen. But then you ask yourself, what if it actually works out? Because if you keep regretting, if you keep waiting, say, no, I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll register for that course tomorrow, I'll register for the bootcamp tomorrow. When tomorrow comes, you keep postponing. And then before you know, 5 years down the line, and you look back and you're asking yourself, why didn't I just do it at that moment? And I'll use myself as an example. My friend that was asking me, pushing me to start a tech course while I was in 300 level, because I didn't start until after my final exams. When I look back, I tell myself, if I wish I had started when I was in 300 level, I probably wouldn't be where I am at the moment. I probably would have gone far, because I had a lot of opportunities, but because I was not ready, I could not get those opportunities. So for anybody that is trying to switch, for anybody that is trying to start a career, or anybody that feels stuck, just keep going. Just do it. Don't say you want to compromise, or don't say you want to wait till you're 100% ready. You cannot be 100% ready. Just take it as it comes. And if you're feeling stuck, there's this thing that I do. When I feel stuck, I always disappear. I stay away from my laptop for like 48 hours. Do something that makes me happy. Something that is not relating to cybersecurity at all, or anything tech at all. If it's to eat, I will eat very well and sleep. If it's to cry, I will cry my eyes out, sleep, and wake up, and then we go again. Watch a movie, do something fun. If it's to go to the beach, go to the beach. Just do something that makes you happy. Then you come back. There's this clarity you get. And your body will actually thank you. Your body and your mind will actually thank you. So, yeah, just go for it. You can't be 100% sure. Do it blindly. Do it confused. Do it without even knowing what the future holds, because you never can tell. And I don't think anybody likes the feeling of regret. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Toby, for sharing that. Thank you for your advice. I mean, the best time to start was yesterday. The next best time is today. So start.
Yes.
Begin, do it afraid, and then everything will fall into place. If it doesn't, you learn from it, and then that informs the next decision you make. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for taking the time to be on this podcast. One of the things that stood out for me about Toby Loba's journey is her commitment to continuous learning and the power of having the right people in your corner, people who push you, who spur you to do big things, even when you feel like you cannot do those things. And it really takes determination to keep going, especially when you're managing your own time and you're pushing through quietly. So thank you so much for sharing your journey with us, Toby Loba. And to you listening today, what's your excuse for not getting started? Are you afraid of starting over, or you're unsure about the outcome, or you don't know where to begin? Take this as a reminder. You don't have to have it all figured out yet. Just start today, like Toby Loba said. Start, and then you can refine as you go. Little by little, you will get there. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and follow us. You can also follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn. We're Tech for Dev on Instagram and LinkedIn, and we are Tech for Dev on X. And follow us for more transformative stories and see updates on upcoming programs and events. Until next time, I remain your humble host, Yemisi. Bye for now.